look at all the criticism that before the interview aired, there were so many people who were on social media who were saying, oh, I can't believe, why are they doing this? Oh, woe is me. They're rich, they're wealthy, they're royal, what have you. And not even knowing what the interview was going to be about, not even knowing someone else's existence. I wonder why these people always try to explain what someone else's experiences are and why all of these privileged people, most of them on social media, white women, who are criticizing Meghan and Harry and Oprah for what they were about to do, and then the interview as well. Why is that your, why do you have to get on social media and weigh in on everything that has to do with black people and racism, especially if you are a white person in this country, unless you're going to be helpful and open about it instead of saying it doesn't exist. Oh my gosh, how dare you? They see everything through the eyes of this. Why don't you try to look at it with some understanding and with an open mind instead of always criticizing, especially people who have built their reputations on criticizing people. And you know who you are because you do it every time. Every time there's a story about criminal justice or something black or Colin Kaepernick or Meghan Markle, they always have to rush to Twitter and criticize someone or get in on it because they want relevance. Well, you're not relevant anymore, and stop trying to be relevant on the backs of black people.